Milo in the morning. On 102.4 Wish FM.
Ellie Goulding on Wish FM. It's Chris Milo here. Friday morning heading into the weekend. Hope you're okay. It's 13 minutes to 8. So, a big push on in St Helens at the moment to raise money for a local dad who just happens to actually live up my street. He's called Paul Gannon. We thought we'd tell you a bit more about this morning. In fact, to tell us more, let's say good morning to his brother-in-law, shall we? Johnny Wright. Morning, Johnny.
Good morning to you.
Morning. So, I know quite a bit about Team Gannon and what this is all about. Paul lives down my road, but for everybody listening to Wish FM right now, just tell us the situation as briefly as you can.
Yes. Paul was originally diagnosed with cancer last year, with cancer in his bladder, and a couple of operations later, the cancer hasn't... we haven't got rid of the cancer. We thought we were going to get the all clear 2 weeks ago, and we were told that the cancer had reappeared in three different areas of his body, and therefore the NHS said it's inoperable.
So the money that you're trying to raise is to send Paul abroad for treatment, is that right?
Yes, it is, yeah. We read a couple of newspaper articles about different people in the UK that had cancer and travelled to Germany for treatment and have now been given remission and cancer-free. So the type of cancer that Paul's got, which is squamous cell cancer, the best place in the world to get treatment is Mexico. So I decided that I needed to raise funds, £24,000 we need to raise to send Paul to Mexico for vital treatment.
OK, so just to put this in context, to say I know Paul, he's obviously a young dad, he's got four young kids, lives up my road, so we want to help out as much as we can. Right, so you are, various events that you've got coming up, and we'll give the Facebook page a mention in a minute, but first up, your big one on Sunday, tell us what you're doing on Sunday?
Yes, the big one on Sunday, unfortunately Paul's a Liverpool fan, so we're travelling from, we're doing a walk, a charity walk, or a fundraising walk from Anfield, Liverpool, to Langtree Park in St Helens.
OK, so what time are you doing this on Sunday?
We're all meeting at Anfield about 10:15 and leaving Anfield at 11 o'clock.
Have you timed it?
We've timed it. We're looking about 4 to 4.5 hours to get to St Helens. Unfortunately, we were let down by a bus company yesterday, so we can't ship people from St Helens. So we're hoping that the people who said that they will help us out with the walk can make their own way to Anfield.
So how many of you are doing it?
So far, we've got around 50 or 60 people that are committed to doing the walk with us, so I'm absolutely amazed at the response, to be fair.
Brilliant. And I know you've got like a tribute night coming up as well at Sidak Club, and you've got various other things on. Presumably you can find out all this on your Facebook page. What is it?
Yes, it's www.facebook.com/TeamGannon2015.
OK, mate, well, all the very best on Sunday. We'll keep in touch and we'll find out how you get on over the next few weeks. So good luck with that, mate, and...
thank you very much.
And fingers crossed the weather holds for you as well. A nice spring day.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. Yeah, exactly.
Cheers, Johnny.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Robbie Williams Strong on 102.4 Wish FM. This is Milo in the Morning, 8:22. Now then, about half an hour on the show. If you're listening just before 8, we had John on the show. John was talking about a charity walk on Sunday from Anfield to Langtree Park to raise money for his brother-in-law, Paul Gannon. He's a young dad in St Helens. He's trying to fund cancer treatment to abroad to save his life. So we spoke to his brother-in-law, John, just before 8 o'clock, and listening to that call was Ken. Morning, Ken.
Good morning, Chris.
Good morning, Ken. Now, this is Ken Hatton, and we should explain, from Hatton's Travel in St Helens. Tell us why you've called the show, Ken.
Well, I was just listening, and I heard you were struggling to get a coach to transfer these people over to Anfield for this charity walk, and I think I can help you.
So this is Sunday. So basically what they were struggling, they've got a bunch of walkers. They want to walk from Anfield to Langtree Park, but they couldn't get to Anfield in the first place. So this is amazing. What can you do for them, Ken?
Well, I can supply them with a 53-seater coach to transfer them across, and anything else if they need any other help.
Oh, that's amazing. I can't believe it. Ken, that is fantastic. Thank you for sorting that out. They're going to be made up, because I know it was one of their big concerns. They were worrying that if they couldn't sort out transport to get there, people would drop out and not do the walk. So it saved them a lot of hassle, and hopefully they'll raise a lot of money off the back of this. It's amazing. Ken, you've been a star. Yeah. Thank you for that.
I'm only glad I can help.
Yeah, brilliant. Well, we're going to get you in touch and we'll get that sorted out. Ken Hatton, thank you so much.
Cheers.
Ken.
OK, Chris.
Let's play a little lyric, shall we? Final morning with the kids at District CE Primary School in Newton Willows. And on to play this morning is Julie. Morning, Julie.
Hiya.
Morning.
Are you all right?
I'm all right, thank you. Yes, how are you?
I'm I'm okay, fine.
Good, right. So you've just dropped your daughter off at Cansfield High, is that right?
I have, yeah.
So feet up and chilling for the rest of the day, is that the plan?
Hopefully, yeah.
Before the whirlwind hits tonight, what's happening tonight?
We're looking after Jamie tonight, our grandson.
Okay, how old's Jamie?
He's four.
What's he into?
Hulk.
Really?
He is, yeah.
OK, well, so does he go around smashing up your house and stuff when he gets angry? Sounds like the average four-year-old, to be honest, doesn't it? Maybe that's what they based Hulk on, like a four-year-old when they go off on one.
Oh, I think so. He makes a mess, he does.
Maybe that's what it is. All right, then, Julie, well, let's see if we can win you a couple of tickets to get you a night out at Cineworld St Helens on Little Lyrics this morning. Our lyric today sounds like this.
Hi, my name is Emily and this is my lyric. My loneliness is killing me. I must confess I still believe. When I'm not with you, I lose my mind. Give me a sign.
OK, so, Julie, what's the song? Who sings it?
It's Britney Spears, Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Our final winner of the week. Well done, Julie. So we'll say two tickets for Cineworld in St Helens. Thank you for coming on. Anyone you want to say hi to while you're on this morning, Julie?
My husband Steve is sitting next to me, he's driving it.
Oh, splendid. Excellent.
My daughter Jeanette, daughter Stella and son Scott.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming on the radio with us this morning, Julie. Have a great weekend.
Oh, okay, thanks a lot. Bye. Then. Bye.